This is KERA News. I'm Samantha Guzman. There's just something about a New York City bagel, but what is it exactly? And can it be found outside of the city? That's what Robert in East Dallas wanted to know when he called into KERA's weekly call-in show, Anything You Ever Wanted to Know.
Just moved here recently from New York City, and was just wondering if there's anybody might be able to recommend a bagel place that's kind of comparable to what I'm used to in New York City.
Some listeners weighed in on what they thought made a New York City bagel special.
A real bagel is boiled and then baked. They do boil them and then bake them.
They do the old-fashioned way. They boil them and then bake them.
I wasn't convinced that boiling is what made a New York City bagel so unique. I mean, if a bagel isn't boiled, then it's just a piece of bread, right? It's the thing that makes it different. So I called up a local Einstein's here in town and talked to Janelle. She's the assistant manager there, and I asked her about how they make their bagels.
When they're baked, they go through a steaming process. So they're steamed for about, I'd say about 30 seconds. And then after the 30 seconds, after they've received the steam, they'll receive the heat from the oven. It's 500 degrees. And we'll bake them for about 8 to 10 minutes after that.
I was shocked that Einstein's didn't boil their bagels first. They use a steaming process that simulates the boiling in the oven, and then it bakes off. So I called up some bagel places in New York, and I finally got a hold of David, who owns David's Bagels, and asked him how he makes his bagels.
You sound honorable, so I'll tell you.
He took me through his whole process. First, he mixes the dough.
Bagel dough is very dense, like almost like cement. So they get mixed in a mixer.
Then he proofs the dough. Then he ages the dough for a couple of days.
And the bagels have to kind of age for a day or two in the walk-on box, like kind of like wine.
And then?
We use a convection oven, steam injected.
He sticks it in the oven and uses the steam technique. And David says there are plenty of other bagel shops all over New York that don't boil their bagels either. So I asked him, what does he think makes a New York bagel so special?
People tell them they try making bagels in Florida, and they're terrible. Certain parts of the country because of the water.
New York is known for having soft water, which means it's low in calcium and magnesium, and so people drink it straight from the tap. They think it's delicious. It's why New Yorkers say they have the best pizza and bagels. But it turns out soft water might not be the best for quality dough. Science shows that the calcium and pH level of soft water can often lead to a weak, gooey dough. So we can rule out the water. As for the boiling process, according to food historian Andrew F. Smith, bagels are boiled because of old Jewish rituals. Because bread was considered a sacred item, Jewish people had to wash their hands before eating it. The boiling process put bagels into a separate category, so Jewish people were able to eat them without having to go through all the usual religious rituals. These days, now that the bagel is more Americanized, you can find bagels in supermarkets and any local breakfast place. And chances are, your bagel is going to be steamed. It's just more convenient. So what makes a New York City bagel? It's gotta be the experience. You're standing in New York City, you're feeling all of the nostalgia of this historic place, and you've got a bagel in your hand, and that's why it tastes better.